Hello and welcome back to the Tipsy Trail Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew, coming to you from the land of 10,000 lakes. And I gotta tell you, today is a trail that we're going down that's all about what lies beneath those lakes. Specifically, bass. And this is something that I love to talk about. I'm a huge bass fisherman in the state of Minnesota. That's both largemouth and smallmouth. So whether you're tossing, you know, spinner baits in the shallows or pitching soft plastics into the weeds, Minnesota really does offer some of the best and most underappreciated. So of course you hear a lot about like Texas, the southern bass fishing, but so grab your rod, crack a cold one, and let's talk about lakes, lures, and legends. Where to fish? So some of the best bass lakes in Minnesota is what we're going to start off with. Location-wise, Minnesota is, you know, best known for its walleyes and its northern pikes. But when it comes to the bass, largemouth and smallmouth, this state really does, you know, punch its way in there, competing against the southern lakes. So first up, Mille Lacs. No more for its smallmouth population. This lake is massive. It's like a huge pond. It's just wide open. It's a large smallmouth angler's dream. Crystal clear water, you know, rocky reefs, structure everywhere. If you're into drop shotting or working with Ned rig and, you know, 15 feet of water, this is your place. If you don't know what these are, Ned rig, Seth Fighter, he's really big into this. He actually, I believe he has a house on Mille Lacs. He loves this lake. So you got all the rocks and the structure. Great thing about the Ned rig is, you know, it doesn't get stuck, but we'll get into baits later. Mille Lacs is also close to a lot of good, you know, small town eateries and dive bars, so good place. Next is Minnetonka, right outside of the Twin Cities. But, you know, don't let that fool you. Tonka is loaded with largemouth. You know, you got the weed beds, stocks, lily pads. It's honestly just textbook for largemouth territory. Frogging here in the summer is, you know, next level. Long day of casting, whether you're, you know, 10 minutes away from a great burger joint. So it's a good place too. Mississippi River, not a lot of people think about this, you know. If you're in a river fishing, the Mississippi River between Winona and Wabasha is the kiss. You know, backwater sloughs, current breaks, wing dams. It's perfect for, you know, both species, largemouth and smallmouth. The largemouth get off, you know, the bait fish. They get really big. And the smallies love the rock and the flow. Plus, you can pull up your boat to some rustic watering holes, which, I mean, turns into a little bit of a bar crawl. Lake Vermilion's next. For you up north goers, you know, don't sleep on Lake Vermilion. You know, it's known for its walleye, as I talked about in a previous episode. This is a smallmouth heaven with amazing structure. You'll get a good graph to pick apart, you know, looking at your hummingbird, whatever. Lots of boulder piles, but once you really dial in, it's, you know, it's game on. So bring your tubes, your jigs, and, you know, the best luck. So technique-wise, let's talk about that season by season. Tactics, you know, bass behavior shifts a lot from spring to fall. So here is a seasonal rundown. I'm going to try to give it to you. So in the spring, as soon as the ice, you know, hits out, especially down south, the bass start moving shallow. Water temp in the high 40s to 50s is, you know, kind of prime for these pre-spawn action of the bass. They're going to be slow, so try some slow roll-in spinner baits, suspending jerk baits, and jigs near rocky points or channels. Don't rush. You know, early spring is all about patience and picking apart structure. You kind of have to really figure this out. It's a slow time of the year, so, you know, slow can be good. Springtime and the spawning season does produce, you know, great fishing, especially for opportunity to catch your PB. So, you know, take it slow. Next, we're in the summer. When the water starts heating up, the largemouth, they're starting to move deeper. They're getting out of the shallows. They kind of bury into the weeds, trying to get out of the sun. It's time to bust out the top waters in the early mornings, especially, or late evenings. You're going to try to do this over lily pads, get the whopper ploppers around the wood, then switch to Texas rigs, these creature baits, Senkos, and crankbaits, as it's midday. Smallmouth stay more active in the cooler water, so if you're going for that, your drag tubes, swim baits, or work a drop shot around the deeper rock piles. Just you're trying to stay finesse. So, fall time, bass feed heavy before the winter. They're kind of going into a little bit of their own hibernation, especially the smallmouth. This is when jerk baits, spinner baits, and lipless crankbaits can really do the work. Focus on these transition areas like the weed edges, points, anywhere bait fish can school up. Kind of think about where would you be. Wind is a factor, so the wind pushes the bait and the bass follows. So think about the wind as well. Winter time, ice fishing. No, it's not really a bass season. It's kind of frowned upon, catching these bass, during ice fishing season. I don't know. People have different opinions, but that's just kind of the time of year where I try to focus more on panfish. I'm not really worried about bass. So we're gonna kind of keep winter out of it. Some tips. If you're fishing Mille Lacs and the craws are molting, try green pumpkin. That's a good color to try on this lake. The sunfish are spawning, like on Tonka. Use like a bluegill pattern swim bait, which would be pretty good color. Don't sleep on these uglier lakes, those smaller country lakes that you might pass upon, and they don't really have like a name. Those places can be a factor for some pretty big bass. They often hold monsters. They're less pressurized. Fish are more aggressive. It's gonna be the lily pads, reeds. Check it out. Next, go early, stay out late. Spend the whole day out there. Some of the best bites happen at sunrise and sunset. They're not gonna be too active during the midday. It's gonna be so hot. The fish like the shade as well. Next, we're gonna kind of talk about the areas of where we are fishing. Brainerd, you gotta go to the corner bar. This is perfect after a full day on Gull Lake. Locals pull up, this to pull tabs, cheap taps, great fish sandwiches. But my favorite, Zorba's. You're gonna find this either Pelican or Gull Lake. It's just like a whole experience. It's such a vibe. Great pizza. Pizza's so good. You're gonna love it. Near Forest Lake, we have the Thirsty Beaver. It's a dingy little delightful place. It's one of those places you walk in and the walls are just filled with all these different stories and art. Bass fishing in Minnesota, it's not just a hobby, it's honestly, it's a way of life for us up here. Whether on the boat or a kayak or casting from shore, there's magic in chasing those green and bronze ghosts, as we call them. It's just the sound of the drag peeling, the splash of a strike on top water. So thanks for wandering with me today on the Tipsy Trail. If you like this episode, make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share your favorite fishing bait or your favorite fishing season. As always, stay wild, stay curious, stay safe.